Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Fib Cave Podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
Finally here. It's WrestleMania week. It's the Fib Cave WrestleMania 40 preview. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. We got Nikki Thompson and Tommy Paradise up in Connecticut, and we got our special guest Mike Lanham down in beautiful Kentucky. Three of my favorite people. What's going on, guys? I'm happy to talk to you tonight on a Monday.
Yo, 7 days. 7 days from repeat NCAA men's basketball championship here in Connecticut.
Oh man. And women's South Carolina.
God's country.
Yeah. I had no idea what you were talking about for a minute. I'm like, 7 days? Dude, we leave in three.
Some people are watching Raw and WrestleMania. Dude, they made fun of me last year because I was literally watching the national semifinal, like, at WrestleMania.
I watched the Stanley Cup Finals at Forbidden Door a year and a half ago.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it did.
People were watching a lot of stuff at that pay-per-view. Yeah. What's going on, Mike? How are you?
I'm good. I'm surprised at the Kurt Angle opening. I thought we were getting Teddy Long.
Nah,
well, we do have a new opening.
I sent you $300. You said we had Hulk Hogan this week.
No, we do have a new one. I just haven't had a chance to whip it together.
He said Horace Hogan.
No, Teddy Long. Teddy Long told me $40, player.
Player.
Listen, player. This is such a good podcast. I'm going to put you against The Undertaker.
Y'all three going to go one on one.
Phil and Mike, I feel like I just saw you guys. Oh!
Oh yeah, yeah. You were puking and shitting all over my house.
Ooh, I sleep into that when I go to your house. So that make me a better or more fun guest? I don't know.
We can get into that. I didn't puke at your house. I definitely shit at your house, but puke at your house. But so I went to Squared Circle Expo this week, as some of you guys may know. Which, by the way, amazing convention. If you've never been, highly, highly recommend it. I definitely am planning on being back out there next year and working with Jack. We'll get more into some of the reveals and stuff. But, my flight got delayed on Thursday. So I had to fly into Baltimore and spend the night in Baltimore. Me and Phil was nice enough to pick me up. Mm-hmm. We went to Wawa. I had a BLT grinder, which I think had
hand stuff,
which I think had 2 pounds of bacon on it.
Whoa.
And went to bed.
It had a lot of bacon. Like, it looked like lunch meat. There was so much bacon in this sandwich.
It was. They didn't make it the same way I normally. Like, I've never gotten it like that before. But
this
I was
just Wawa.
It's just Wawa. Yeah,
dude, I cannot wait to get some Wawa for multiple meals this weekend.
I'm very
after
hesitant.
The story he's about to tell you. He was coming out of both ends for like 2 days.
He has
a weak stomach, dude.
I'm very hesitant to get Wawa now. I got on my early morning flight Friday. Stomach was not happy. I ended up shitting on the plane, which I've never done before. I got
I
in that bathroom
on the plane.
Oh, you're definitely that guy, dude.
I'm not done. I shit on the plane first, and I'm like,
in a bathroom though.
In the bathroom, because there's been some events
this year where people did not and they had to reroute.
No, definitely.
You got to go bad. If you shit on a plane, you had to go. There's no way you could hold it, right?
Right, right.
I'd sweat. I'll sweat sitting in the back.
I was sweating, and my stomach was making all kinds of noises and stuff. And I'm like, this is not good. I don't know what's going on right now. So I do my thing. I've got in there. I'm like, how do you even do this? I've never done this before. It's so small in there. So did that. Come back out. They literally make the announcement like we're about to make our descent into Indianapolis, and I had this feeling in my stomach where I was like, I have to puke. So I get up, I go to the back. One of the flight attendants is in the bathroom, not with the door open. She was like fixing herself for Landon, and
Landon Postel.
Yeah.
I really need to get in there, and so she lets me in. I close the door, I lock it, and I'm just standing there for a minute. And now the bathroom is small. You can't get on your knees like you would at home or keel over as far as you would.
God. Oh, did you pull your shirt up over your head hockey style? I would have.
No, I just.
Just in case.
I just bent over and let it rip. And it This is going to get graphic here for a second. It got all over the walls of the bathroom.
Oh, God.
It got all over the toilet. It got...
It's like Sean telling the story in Goonies.
I don't know that reference. It did get... A lot of it did get in the toilet, but... And I did clean up the walls, and I cleaned up the toilet, but as we're getting out, or as I'm getting out, not we, I am getting out, I felt like my foot slip on the floor, and I was like... But I was already, like, out of the bathroom. Like, oh shit, I didn't clean up the floor. So I get back to my seat. I look down. There, it's on my pants. It's on my shoes. Not super bad.
He's got a puke.
Well, yeah. Not that high up, I'm sure the splashback on like a metal toilet. Yeah.
Exactly. So I get to my seat. I'm like, oh, I actually feel a little bit better after that, right? Finally land, go to the bathroom again, kind of freshen up. But one of the worst thing about that for the people on the plane, there was people staying on that exact plane and like going to Fort Lauderdale. So I don't know if they cleaned the bathroom after I got off in Indianapolis or what, but so anyway, I get off the plane. Jack picks me up. I'm thinking I'm just going back to the hotel. He's like, oh, we got a couple errands we got to run. I'm like, fuck. I told him the story, but I survived. It was a very long Friday. I did puke again in the shower as I was getting ready to go down to the floor for Square Circle Expo, but I grinned and bared it and got through everything. And Friday was rough. I was like, I want to fucking go home. I don't want to be here Friday, but that
sounds awful, dude.
My dinner was ginger ale, a banana, and Pepto Friday night.
Burger, dude. Wendy's burger will fix you right up.
My wife kept saying, she's like, you got to eat. You got to eat something.
Forced out something greasy.
Should have hit that Waffle House.
Fucking terrified to eat. So I didn't eat anything. Jack kept offering too. He's like, do you want me to go get you something? I'm like, no, dude, I'm just fucking gonna die.
Well, when you don't feel like eating. It's like, you know, after you shit yourself, like you fart and like a shart, you don't want to fart again for like a week. You know what I mean? You're gun shy.
Yeah.
You know?
It was brutal. But Saturday was way better. I had a fucking blast at this convention, so.
What a way to start the podcast. Just
he shit.
When's the next podcast awards? Can we submit this segment? Dude,
and that was just the epitome. That was the top of the iceberg, tip of the iceberg for my whole trip on Thursday. Like, don't get me wrong. I loved that I was able to spend time with you for the.
Oh, it was like we hung out for like a half an hour.
Yeah. But like my flight getting delayed, not knowing what was going on. It got delayed at the airport. Like, not knowing if I was going to make it from to Baltimore in time. It was just a fucking mess. And this is the second time I've traveled to Indianapolis and had it be a mess. And I said I'm going back, but I also said I'm never going to Indianapolis again because the travel is just such a pain in the ass. But no direct flights from Hartford. But
you know what's New Haven used to go direct, dude.
I might have to look into that for next time, but because
they got rid of fucking American. I loved it.
Oof.
Yeah.
Well, glad your tummy troubles are done.
For now.
And yeah, for now. Then you get Pepto to sponsor the podcast, but after we record this, you and Mike Lanham here are going to record a Patreon special episode recapping Squared Circle, who you met, who you saw, what you got signed, all that good stuff.
Yep.
And like the ins and outs in case someone wants to go next year, because I've heard nothing but good things, except for Matt Cardona no showing to show up on AW television. But props to him, I guess. I don't know if that's a one-time. Anybody know if that's a one-time deal for him, or is he signed to AEW?
I would think it was a one-time.
Did you see the one post where the guy just straight up asked in the major pod group, like, "Oh yeah, I'm sure he's gonna give the details of his contract. Yeah. How much did you get paid?"
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's really kind of your business.
You have to pay for your own flight.
Kind of a crazy story. All that stuff happened Friday night. I actually watched a little bit of the Ziggler and Cardona match Friday night, and then he's cutting a promo like in the room we're in, like screaming at the cameraman, and he's, you know, saying he's gonna leave and all this stuff. And then Sunday I'm in the elevator coming down from my hotel room, and he's in the elevator with me, and he's got all his shit, and I wasn't thinking, I thought it was like all his gimmicks and stuff. I'm like, you really leaving, bro? And he's like, does it look like I'm fucking leaving? I'm like, well, I thought those were like your gimmicks you're bringing down to your table. And I literally watched him get into an Uber, and he was out. Yeah. And then obviously saw him on AEW. So
good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
wild stuff. Wild stuff.
See, Edge could have just came to the show because there was probably as many people at the show as AEW.
Hey, come on, Mike. Easy, man. Jeez.
AEW got beat up enough on the internet today.
Yeah.
Well, ratings are up for the past 3 weeks, right? Because of new talent?
Not exactly. But let's talk about more positive things. Let's talk about the biggest WrestleMania of all time since last year. But
11? Until
next year.
Oh.
WrestleMania. WrestleMania 40. Me and Tom are going to WrestleMania. Nick, you're going to be up in Philadelphia with us. You might go.
If I'll be a Philadelphian for the week.
Good ticket. We wish Mike Lanham was there. But before we go into some matches, just some overall thoughts on kind of the Triple H era starting and what you think this show is going to be and all that kind of stuff. We'll start with you, Nick.
Man, it's the fans, you know, like Triple H grew up, you know, he watched it. He learned everything about it. And now it's like, I won't say one of us, cause he certainly has a more wrestling and a corporate mind, you know, but it's been a very exciting 24 months. Would you say? I would say that the Brock Roman that nobody wanted to see at 38 was like, that was the last of like, fuck this. Like nobody wanted to see Brock and Ronda win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to see that either of them get title shots or defend titles, however that worked out. But it seemed like that was the end of it for me. And everything they've done since then has really been moved in a fun direction with payoffs, not just like almost spitefully pissing off fans. I just hope they just don't feed into the history of wrestling that they need to beat Hogan's streak and have Roman win on Sunday. They need to move on from it. I love Roman as that role. I don't mind if he wins the belt back at some point at all. But they need to move on, and it needs to be Cody, because just we got to see it. So,
Mike, what about you, Mike? You've been to a lot of, what, 4 WrestleManias? 5?
14. 14 WrestleManias he's been to.
Guys. Wow.
It's actually his 40th.
My mom took me to the one in the womb.
He was on one of the locations for WrestleMania 2.
I think it's funnier though if Roman wins, because everybody just expects Cody to win. But like, look at last year. I think everybody thought Cody was going to win, and people were pissed. But I think the last year has been really good. Like this build, and you get this version of The Rock back, and Seth and Drew, and what would have happened if Punk was not injured, but. I like that they basically revealed what's happening on both nights ahead of time. I don't know. Some people may or may not like that. They basically revealed both cards today.
No, I like that.
Oh, did they?
Oh. Yeah. So you basically know what you're going to see each night.
Pull us up.
Yeah. I feel like most everybody is having fun. Obviously there's pressure, but there's a lot of pressure off of people too. Maybe just because it's not Vince anymore. Not that Triple H and Nick Khan don't have that authority figure, but I think people are just kind of enjoying themselves, and we're just in kind of a new era of wrestling. And you can call it the biggest WrestleMania of all time, obviously, with the XL Roman numeral and stuff like that, and the two nights and stuff. But a lot of it's probably just built off the Roman era. This long reign, and what's going to happen if it ends, and then who does Cody fight after, and how long does Cody hold the belt? I think the next 6 months is also going to be pretty damn interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really am. And me and Tom have talked about this, how it's like, we weren't super excited when we were starting to look for tickets. And then as they announce matches, they've done a great job of building. I mean, the Gunther Sammy thing has been kind of highlighted. The Rhea Becky, we saw that developing with some great promos between them. Obviously, the Seth and Drew and Punk thing. I mean, they've done a great job. Even LA Knight and AJ Styles and Logan Paul versus Owens. They've done a great job of at least, you know, in past years, it's like one match basically, and the rest of the card is just a hodgepodge of shit that they throw together.
Sure. Well, I mean, your focus obviously is on your two main events, which means everyone else is going to try to step it up to shine on those cards. Nothing right now, if you quick look at it, I don't see anything where I go, it's kind of a throwaway match. Like, I think there will be something fun and exciting with everything, and everybody's going to put their best foot forward. It should be two really good nights.
Yeah. About you, Tom?
Everybody kind of said exactly how I was feeling. No, it's okay. It's okay.
What happens when you go last?
Great minds, man. Great minds. But
yeah.
It's just it's a fun period to be a wrestling fan. I think, you know, even though some people will say that AEW isn't competition, I think having them kind of in the back of their mind maybe a little bit is making them step up a little bit as well. Trying to outdo them. Competition's good for everybody, but I cannot, like you said, man, like the last few weeks I'm really starting to get amped up. Friday at Squared Circle Expo, I was like, fuck this, I don't want to go to WrestleMania next week, but I wasn't feeling good. It was like, because I was fucking miserable with a stomach ache. And then Saturday I'm like, oh, I can't wait to do this all again next weekend. So I'm looking forward to it, man. It's gonna be a blast.
Peter Rosenberg had a good, like, kind of rant on his podcast, and I'll try to, like, copy it or just, like, repeat it at least, because I agree with him that, you know, we went through a time period where they tried, you know, wrestling was kind of down, and what they tried to do was make, you know, let's get Johnny Knoxville to host one week or Jeremy Piven to host and try to get people to watch that don't usually watch wrestling.
Summerfest. Yeah,
awesome, awful. Just, you know, John Stewart, just trying to make it mainstream by adding mainstream people, but really all you needed to do is make fucking good TV and make the product interesting, and people will tell their, you know, that's the one thing about wrestling fans will tell, like, I've been telling everybody I know, other salesmen that I run to, like, yeah, I'm going to WrestleMania next week. I've been watching those A&E shows, blah, 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 blah. You know, people that don't even like wrestling are starting to at least know of when it's on, or
they know what WrestleMania is. It's
yeah, a name, of course. Brand. Yep.
Oh yeah, coworker loves all these documentaries, dude. He's like, I still like the old school stuff. I don't really watch new product. He was like, but I'm back into it. I love
Mania. Mania has always been the one where even if you don't watch wrestling all year or 4 years, you might get together with your buddies and you watch that. You don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, even in the down years, I would have the network from Royal Rumble to Mania.
The one in Dallas, like. The Rock and Austin and Foley and all these people came out that weren't even active, like haven't been on TV. So,
yep,
nostalgia just overload for the people who are fans and the people who are just casually watching.
We'll start with you, Tom, since you went last. What's the match you're kind of most? I guess we can take the title matches out, or you can say the title matches if you want. But what's the match that you're most kind of interested to see what happens? Who's going to win? Whatever.
It's probably there's two that, like, I'm going to pick that ones that are like kind of under a little more under the radar. I think then, you know, some of these main events and things like that. Definitely not LA Knight versus AJ Styles. I'm night two. I'm really looking forward to Logan Paul, Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. This match probably hasn't gotten like as much pomp and circumstance maybe as it should have. But I think all three of these guys know how to go. They're going to do something crazy. It's going to be entertaining as hell. And then night one, I'm actually really looking forward to that six-pack tag team ladder match with the Judgment Day, DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day, A-Town, Down Under, and the New Catch Republic. I think that might steal the show just considering who's in that match.
Yeah. What about you, Nick?
Oh, looking at these, so if I do go, it'll be night one because I'm leaving Sunday to get home. I think I'm going to get the better night anyway. I think the world title match is something I'd rather watch from home. So Rhea and Becky, I'll be excited for. I love watching Gunther wrestle.
Night one's pretty stacked, yeah.
Yeah, and that six-pack tag team ladder match is going to be awesome. And I'll get to see some cool entrances if I'm not sitting in one of those seats on top of the stage, on top of the screen.
Yeah.
Second night, by the way, the Logan or the LA Knight and AJ Styles, they had a local wrestler, indie wrestler, Teddy Goods was the fake LA Knight when he showed up ringside the other night, which was awesome.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know. Night two doesn't impress me as much. It's going to be fun. The two world title matches, but the other five, But night one is, if I go, I'm excited about that now.
Yeah, for me, I think it's of the ones you guys didn't mention. I think you got to kick off night one with Jay versus Jimmy. I think the intros for Jey Uso getting the crowd hyped right from the jump, they could really have a barn burner. That obviously know each other very well since they were born out of the same vagina, minutes apart.
What's the over-under on super kicks, really quick?
Oh, a lot. I'll say 25 super kicks in that
okay,
match.
Okay,
I'll take the over.
Yeah. So it's going to be good. I think the whole I do think night one is a little bit better, but I think those title matches are going to be a large portion of that night too.
Yeah.
Tell me, let's give an over and under on the main event of night one, the entrances from the bell ringing until from the first person's entrance music starting, because you know Rock and Roman are going to come out separate. They both walk slower than my freaking dad does. And then Cody and Seth are going to come out separate. I think 20 minutes of entrance is easily, right?
It's going to be close.
23. Yeah. 21's the over under.
I'll do 19 and a half, Bob. but I'm excited. I'm excited to hang out with you guys. I'm excited. We have a Fig Cave tailgate set up for night one. We'll be out and we have the information we'll give to you guys in a minute. But I'm excited for WrestleCon. I'm excited to at least experience this with my 9-year-old son who's going to be like wide-eyed the entire time. So
you guys ordered the tomahawks for the tailgate?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. And lobster tails.
I got to sous vide those before we go. So,
yeah. Okay.
So
yeah.
With the six pack challenge is on night
one. Sides.
Mm-hmm.
Six pack challenge is on night one. Seth and Drew is on night two. Is Priest cashing in on night two?
Whew. I think he's going to try, but I didn't watch this or I've never heard anything about it. Someone was one of the guys at one of my liquor stores that works there says that they gave Damian Priest a new briefcase at some point, or Finn handed it to him and was supposed to have the contract in it.
About not having it, yeah.
But then Finn looked in the old briefcase and kind of smiled. So I don't know if that was just a throwaway segment. I don't know if anybody else remembers that, but I could see something between the two of them and splitting them up and having them feud.
No one's ever opened the briefcase to make sure it's in there when they've cashed it in. Like, yeah. If you suddenly throw that in
just
there.
Just Otis to make sure for his ham.
Yeah. Right? So, like, I mean, like, Punk's going to be on commentary.
If that match is
Drew
be,
wins, I mean, do you, as much as Drew has almost been like kind of an unsung MVP the last couple of months, like, really is in the groove right now. Like, win the belt and immediately drop it to Priest if Punk like cost. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like that would piss a lot of people off.
They haven't built Damian up enough. Like,
that's because he's not good
as a threat.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't want to see him with the belt right now.
Right.
No, but I think you can make him. I think you can make him really, if you put the belt on him. Right. I think, not that I'm a huge fan of him.
The Judgment Day a little bit
you're breaking the whole group up if he wins the belt, because Rhea's kind of in this half face type turn right now, and
yeah,
who fucking knows with Finn, and they already kicked R-Truth out,
and JD's obviously the breakout star,
right?
Oh yeah, right. Oh, yeah, yeah. He can wrestle. I mean, not that he's like got the personality, but he at least can go. He can be like your D'Lo Brown that gets like beat, you know, on the way to the big boss. Any returns or debuts? I mean, I think we see during both these title matches is going to be, you're going to be looking down the aisle to see who comes out, especially this bloodline thing. I think we're going to see an army of Usos.
I hate that.
Well, you don't need it.
Roman loses, it needs to be a clean match, but it's not going to be.
Yeah, the roster is so stacked, you don't need it. Well, and that's it. Does it look bad on Cody that he needs help winning? Now, if the rumors of Austin or Cena or something stopping the bloodline from interfering, sure, as long as Cody wins clean.
Yeah.
But like, if they have to fucking hit every finisher on Roman just for him to win.
Yeah.
That's a tainted win.
For what it's worth, at Squared Circle Expo this week, somebody.
You were there?
This guy with the fucking Squared Circle Expo shit.
Yeah, fine. Fuck you guys. I won't tell you what that.
No, dude. I'm messing with you. Hey, come on.
Hey, your dog's shitting in the back. Go find him.
Okay. That was the guy that was puking on the airplane.
For what it's worth, again, take it with a grain of salt. somebody asked Dustin Rhodes, who was at Squared Circle Expo, if he was going to be at Mania, and he said, "Of course, I will be there." Yeah. So,
yeah, brothers. I mean,
if he wasn't there last year, though. So,
like, yeah,
he is only listed for Friday for WrestleCon.
So there you go. That's I brought that up because I noticed that. So
I need the pro photo up. Me and Dust.
With half the face paint.
Did he? I'm gonna get on it.
You should do the other half.
There you go.
But just with marker, right?
Yeah, Sharpie.
All right, let's go around the horn here. What's everyone's prediction? Who wins the Lesnar? Not Lesnar. God damn it.
What is this name you speak of?
Reigns Rhodes match.
Cody.
It's got to be Cody. They have to do it, but it's not going to blow my mind if Roman wins. No. Cody.
Do I want Cody to win or do I think he's going to win? Are two different questions.
Rocky won the belt in the second match, so it's fine.
I want Roman to win, but I think Cody's going to win.
Okay. Mike?
No, I agree. I think Cody will win, but I think it's funnier and more interesting if Roman wins. But then would people be excited for a third match?
It's not Hogan, so there's how do you book a face champion? It still doesn't work.
Well, that's it. I don't know who fucking Cody fights once he's the champ. Logan Paul, like who's his first rivalry?
Turn Owens heel or something. But
I will keep watching the Rocky parodies of Cody. Of Cody and Roman training for WrestleMania. I don't know if you guys have seen any of them on TikTok.
No.
Oh, God. No Easy Way Out. Hearts on Fire.
They got
all color when it's Cody, and then it's like black and red and white on all the Roman's highlight reels.
When the rumors, The Rock is filming a movie like right after Mania, so he's not going to be probably on TV from Mania to SummerSlam, so he may not even be part of the picture.
Baywatch 2.
Oh, we can hope.
Man. I hope it's the rundown too. Electric Boogaloo.
I do think Roman winning would just blow things out of the wall. People would leave their lighting stuff on fire, which is, you know, what people want to see. But even though they don't think that's what they want to see.
Typical Philly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think this happens, but if you were to introduce an MJF character and he turns on Cody, he comes down to help Cody, turns on him and becomes like the biggest heel, and then he costs Cody the title. Not saying he's even a free agent. I don't know. We don't know his status, but if you were able to do that, and he would be instantly be more hated than Dominic. You wouldn't have to do anything to establish him, and you could have Cody continue to chase. Or what you do is have Cody win the belt and The Rock basically confronts Roman like, "I beat the shit out of this guy. We took out all his buddies. We did everything for you, Roman. And you couldn't fucking beat Cody Rhodes one-on-one." Like,
he's going to bring the weird gun down and do the loser to him.
That feels like a Raw SmackDown thing when the real tribal chief and they all gang up on Roman, and then can always bring Roman back months later as the huge face all of a sudden of whatever show he's on. There's been weird hints, and I don't know, maybe I'm just looking into it. Like, Seth looks at the camera weird sometimes after he talks to Jimmy, and he's kind of done it with Cody, and I'm like, is this motherfucker going to turn on Cody? Like, it kind of doesn't make sense, though. Like, how's he going to fight Drew? How are you going to fight this tag match? And then all of a sudden turn on Cody and help Roman win? Maybe I'm looking into it too much, but I saw it last week. I haven't watched Raw this week yet, so
yeah, they definitely have been planting some seeds. Whether they're all going to come true is I don't know what, but I do think we have a lot of, like, I don't know who's going to win this year, you know what I mean? So I think it's good. I think it's going to be an entertaining, I think there's going to be a ton of surprises, so it'll be fun.
Well, yeah, if you're going to call it the biggest and XL and all this, you have two nights to fill. You've got plenty of matches, but you can bring some people out. You can parade some legends, or maybe you get a debut. I don't know who it would be when you're already trying to showcase Jade and all this stuff. But
Yeah,
I don't like it. I don't like the debuts at Mania. Like people are talking about the six pack tag team match. Like, what? Oh, they're gonna pull somebody and put the Machine Guns or the Dudleys, and they're like,
I saw that. Who the fuck even knows who those guys are?
Not one team out there.
Did it once.
I hated that the Hardys won that match.
Well, yeah.
Enzo and Cass were supposed to win that match, and it was just like, fuck these guys.
Hey, they both landed.
Let's give the Hardys the tag team belts for a month. It made no sense.
Enzo's working at 7-Eleven. He's good.
As in the Motor City Machine Guns or whatever
they are. That's what the rumor is. Who the fuck would even know who they are?
No.
I love the Machine Guns, but the crowd would not give two fucks.
No.
Now you bring some classy guys like Brian Myers and
you're talking
Steve Regal and Bobby Eaton.
Oh,
well, rest his soul.
Dirty Dango and Tyler Breeze.
Fit Finley and Swoggle. Oh, now we're talking.
You bring Finley and Regal out there to slap. You put some respect on these guys
with the shillelagh. Yeah,
three of those guys just mentioned are friends of the show.
Oh yeah, they are.
Because I was at
William Regal, Squared
Circle. And... God damn with the Squared Circle. Okay.
Where's NXT on Saturday? Because it's at like noon. Is it in Philly also?
No, it's at that same. It's at that whatever.
Is that the normal building? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So every year they have an NXT show like in the afternoon. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I know. The other day somebody asked me, they're like, when is it? I was like, I don't know. Friday? Nope. SmackDown Hall of Fame. I was like, I guess on Tuesday. And then I looked. I was like, nope. Saturday morning before Mania.
We will be live all weekend long on our social medias. We'll keep you guys updated. We'll be posting photos. And of course, we have the tailgate. We will be meeting at Chicky and Pete's at 2 p.m. It's right by the stadium, 1526 Packer Avenue. We got some giveaways from ringside. We got some giveaways of Homage coming.
If we can get three cars or four cars to sit together, it would just allow us to kind of make some room to hang out.
Oh, yeah, That's the goal. I think LaPuma is going to be rolling up. J&J, hopefully, maybe have something to give away. But we got some burgers and dogs to make. I got some nooners. We got some cornhole, all kinds of fun stuff. So join us, hang out. We'll all go into the stadium and wait in line together.
Punt, pass, and kick competition.
Yep.
You can all go take a piss together before the event.
I want us to park near some sort of urinal, please.
Oh, that's another over under. I take a lot of pee breaks. I do too. I have a terrible bladder. So I don't know. We could set the over under at probably six pee breaks for me.
If you're not drinking, I'm fine when I'm not drinking, but if I start drinking,
yeah, dude. It was like every other match last year.
When Phil gets into his Merlots, guys, it is just...
Oh, I love a good Merlot or Zinfandel.
He's sloshing the people. He's gesturing. Zinfandel.
Yeah.
Luckily, you had that time. Like, there's like a commercial, and there's like the...
Women's match. Yep.
You have the commercial. You have, the build-up, like the video package for the match. I didn't miss anything last year all the time.
I did feel bad. I planned it. I was like... As soon as the six-pack women's match starts, I'm going to go take a piss. I was like, I want to watch the intros.
Forearm.
I did not tell Becky that at the book signing the other day.
I love your matches. It allows me to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
They're insufferable. Okay. Obviously, code FIGCAVE for 10% off at ringside and Figure Collections. Check out our boys over there.
Tubi.com/FIGCAVE. We'll probably bring you back to Tubi.com, which is also free.
I thought you said Chewy. We should get a Chewy partnership so we can get some cat food for a discount.
Just let your cats out of the house and don't worry about it. They'll figure it out. Your
cat's probably the reason I puke. And
buy a dog. Like,
cat made you puke? Don't put that on him or her.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Fucking
cat. But yeah, hang out. If you're coming to WrestleMania, if you're going to night one, hang out with us. It'll be a fun time. And I got a whole WrestleMania playlist already built up in the Spotify. Do you have a nice speaker or should I just bring my little Bose? I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to hear it, Tom.
I have a big ass JBL speaker.
Wrestling themes and how many Creed songs are on this playlist?
Ooh, I need to put some Creed songs on. Are they Philly? They're not a Philly band, but they are good.
We're not just doing John Cicada. I've been on John Scott, dude. There's some meme that's like playing. He's like, oh, cicadas are back. They're like, no, cicada. I don't know. Cicada. So I just was like, why? Like, oh, everything sucks.
You know, he was at the Big E last year, right?
John Cicada?
John Cicada was, yeah.
I'm just saying, eighth grade, I tried to buy a John Cicada CD for my girlfriend in eighth grade, and I had to return. I got embarrassed. I had to return it for an immature CD, and I think I made the right decision originally.
Not Jerky Boys? I was a big Jerky Boys fan back then.
No Limit Soldiers?
That's volume two at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Three right. I have memorized still, but two's good.
WrestleMania recap done in the books. If you guys want to get extra bonus content from us, get into our giveaways, get a 15% J&J discount code, check us out on Patreon. It's patreon.com/figcave. These Bret Hart and Roddy Piper.
Time out. Sorry. Ooh. Didn't mean to Zach Morris you.
Gotta pee.
No, we have new Patreons this week.
Oh, okay. You needed to interrupt me to do that. Okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, you were talking about Patreon, so I thought we were gonna go into the new Patreons.
It's huge. Oh, yeah. Ass out of Detroit, Michigan.
I can wait. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Let me hear him now.
All right.
This is awkward.
You had a bug up your ass. You got a bug in your belly, and then you got a bug up your ass now. All right. Let me hear him.
Paul Jones.
That's made up. That's not a real person.
Max Heron.
Oh, Max.
Iris Wall Iris.
That, I think, we have to find out if that's a real person. That, I feel like, is like someone trying to like spy on us, because that is the person doesn't have a profile. Iris, if you're listening, can you make a profile picture? Also, Iris is like a grandma name. Not to Patreon shame anybody. I mean, you're paying us, so. Didn't it feel like it was like a fake person, like a Trojan horse or something?
Yeah, I had some thoughts.
Okay, thank you.
I had some thoughts.
Iris, well, Iris, like, what the hell is that?
I'll take that money, though. Don't worry about it.
It's like Marco Gentile or Phil Denton in the house. Oh, God.
Antonio Gomez. Are you okay with him?
Hey, Antonio. Yeah, no, I like him. Sounds good. It's a
Max
sexy name.
Rowan.
Two Maxes in 1 week. Wow.
And that's it, I believe.
Okay, cool.
J&J Toy Giants like all those people. Joined, but I think they were already a member.
That's
Javier. I think he's already, I don't know.
Javier's already in. But if you want to join, it's patreon.com/figcave. We do bonus episodes. We do all kinds of fun giveaways from our partners at Ringside. And if you guys use our code, you get extra entry into those giveaways. But, you know. Good stuff. And also, like, Nick's gonna cut me off. Okay.
Yeah, Phil will put his more explicit versions of the pictures you already see on there.
Let me get this point out. The Monday Night Wars Ultimates are hitting. Roddy Piper and Bret Hart are hitting. People can't find them in stores. Okay. I got one of our patrons to find them for me and send them to me. Don't pay eBay. Sign up for $1 per month, guys. It's really inexpensive. I'll give you the dollar if you really need it, but I would say it's worth $1 to save money and find those Ultimates, because I never even saw those Brock Lesnar and Eddie Guerrero ones in my stores. Somebody had to help me out. So I know somebody, if you're listening, you probably might be the same way. So that's it. That's my spiel.
Can I apologize? Because I thought you were getting in, like, I thought you were doing the news, and I didn't realize you were talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
It's expressed by Phil and Tom at this point, or not the influence of the thinking podcast.
You guys haven't even mentioned my mustache. You guys didn't say anything about my mustache.
I can't see your chin, so I didn't know that it was just. Oh, okay, guys. Phil has just a mustache.
Are you going full Fu Manchu for Sunday, Saturday?
No, I wanted to cut.
Oh, come on, shave the rest.
Yeah, we'll see.
Why are you fishing for compliments from a bunch of dudes?
No, I don't want a compliment. I just thought you guys were going to shit on it. I thought you were going to make fun of me for it.
I've done enough.
Do you know how close you put the camera on your face every week that we cannot actually see where you're chin? You're like,
well, I have a tiny little desk here.
Guys, check out my mustache.
Am I really that close?
Yeah,
you're pretty close.
Yes.
My desk. You've seen how small my desk is. Christ.
But you're literally, your chin is below. It's like the angle.
Okay. Now I'm feeling so. Now you're like a bigger desk.
I needed a bigger desk my whole life.
Yeah. Where the hell were we now? Let's get moving here. Mattel reveals. This was just this week? No.
Yeah, we're talking about what we want. Or okay,
here we go.
From the Legends collection,
you got to put some stuff out before the bigger reveals next weekend.
Trust me, I was on the toilet Friday when I saw these.
Surprised you don't have any puke sounds we can play in the background, but
diarrhea.
This is
fucking the dude in Dumb and Dumber.
A Hulk Hogan from the music video, I think, with the American flag guitar. This is a big Bubba Rogers, who's also the Chase in a blue shirt.
The Hulk, no, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt. This is the Hulk Hogan from when he was going to be in Metallica.
According to him.
That's right. final audition. And then Rosie and Jamal in the FUBU-inspired-esque outfits.
I fucking need this Hogan. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I need it.
Rosie, right? Does this mean we get the superhero in training? This is first elite, right?
That would have been the great Chase if they would have done that.
Oh my god, yeah. They'll do that, I'm sure.
Yeah, they'll get him later. Him and Hurricane in a 2-pack, dude.
Oh damn.
Molly Holly 3-pack? Mighty Molly?
About this? She sold well. This sticker on the front.
The sticker is for some sort of playable character in the new 2K game. I think it's this Hogan you can play as or something, but
does this annoy you that it's there? Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't play video games on the Fig Cave.
We've already shortened the windows. Now we're adding a decal.
Yeah, yes. I don't know if that's removable or what, but
yeah, a little goof off.
Is the UWF the wrestling promotion that the crazy cokehead guy from Dark Side?
Well, no. This is the original. This is like merged into the NWA. This is before the Herb Brooks, right? Herb Brooks is
Herb Abrams. Yeah. Herb Abrams.
Herb Abrams, sorry.
Yep.
Okay. Herb Brooks is the hockey legend.
Hockey coach, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I need to move my computer back.
I'm really,
really subconscious about really this.
that we can't see his chin.
Now, I will say all four, including Hogan, these are kind of, I mean, they're not like shelf, something you're going to just run out and grab. Some people will, but like, is this going to be, you're not going to see it a lot? Like, they'll get it in once and never again?
No, these are going to peg warm. These will peg warm, but I think it's what people ask for. I think people want a different characters in the Legends line. They're giving it to them.
Well, you guys were talking about it, I think, last week about like how many Legends and stuff can you do over and over. And
Have we gotten the Boss Man in Legends? We have him as Elite over and over several times, but
just recently. I don't know why they didn't put that in the Legends line. That would have been cool, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the only one I really need is Hogan. People are excited about Rosie and Jamal, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the people that watched that back then are now, you know, how kind of old we were when we started collecting like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think that's cool for them. I'm not going to pick up or pre-order any of these, but I probably will eventually buy them when they get a little bit discounted. None of these they're either too early for me or too late for me. I don't even remember and Jamal.
Just seeing Jamal now, Phil. Have you decided which camo football jersey you're going to wear to WrestleMania? Or
is that a Broncos jersey? It looks like very Broncos-esque.
It's just that time
for you, bias.
That's just that frozen in time, like throwback looking jerseys.
Yeah,
it does look very Broncos-esque. I was going to say Florida Gators-esque. Ooh, I did not mean to switch that.
Oh, I did.
Let's move on. You did that. Figure collection.
Figure collections introduced these are retro style figures. Collect. Correct.
Yes, sir.
This is a Buff Bagwell and the Patriot. These look great, man.
The Patriot really, Mike can attest to this, looks really good. Not that Buff Bagwell doesn't, but everybody who came to the booth this weekend at Squared Circle Expo had something amazing to say about the Patriot. Like, they cannot wait for the Patriot. They cannot wait. Like, it looks so good. There's also Colt Cabana that we showed off. If you guys go to Figure Collections Instagram, you can see that there. We had samples of the Glacier Bone Crushing Wrestler, which everybody was super excited for. Two Jeff Jarrett's and who am I forgetting? The Macho Man, Gilbert, and the Sonny Ono 2-packs, man. They're just not – China couldn't get them over to us in time, but Sonny Ono and Ultimo Dragon did see them. We had samples in the package. gave one to Sonny, and he signed one for Jack. So it was good stuff, man. It was a lot of people were excited about this stuff. So I said it before on here, once Jack gets going, I think like once stuff starts coming in and chipping and stuff, I think people will be very happy. So
is Dell Wilkes getting his estate getting the money from this? Is that,
yeah,
does he own that name?
A little behind the curtain here. Rush Collectibles was going to make the Patriot.
Oh God.
They never made a deal with his estate. They were just going to fucking make it. And
no,
my God.
No, 100%.
That 100%. Fucking piece of dog
shit. Never.
So Jack has a deal with his estate, and all the money is going to his estate. So
awesome. I could see Rush saying, oh, I talked to Tom Brandy, who bought the gimmick off of him.
Not the
No, that's actually, man. That's rumor and innuendo, allegedly. Like, what's his name? Welks.
Del
Welks.
His family owns the name, I guess.
Yeah, I loved him, man. I wish there was a way to watch Global.
Mm.
I love that after TV, you know, after school every day watching Global with.
Yep.
He was so good in the first tournament that they gave him the set. He won the second tournament too, and immediately vacated the first.
And his arm is like out, like the clothesline, like the Hasbro, but it'll bend like
Greg cool.
Hammer Valentine. Nice.
Can I? Yeah. Say my only argument, Buff. I really want him. I want his shoulders to be able to do the thing that you would do like an entrance.
Yeah,
I did that strut a lot in college when I was drunk.
There's a lot of talk about doing a Marcus Alexander Bagwell variant down the road.
American males.
Yeah,
you can make males. You can make 47 different tag team 2-packs of them. So
yeah.
It's
perfect.
Yes. So and then the only. The only other thing this week was Major Bendies. More Major Bendies.
Big guy rubbers.
Big rubber.
Big rubber guys. These are big rubber guys, not Bendies, but they are.
Sorry. Major, well, it says majorbendies.com.
That's the website. I know. It is confusing. I think they should brand them separately because they are totally different.
You could beat the show.
I don't think they want to do a third site. Knick's got enough on his plate.
Yeah, yeah.
But, these look fucking awesome.
These do the Powers of Pain and Dusty Rhodes with the black trunks, red boots, red cowboy type boots. Pre-orders close on April 30th. So even if you're going to WrestleMania and WrestleCon, you can wait and grab these. The proceeds look like they go to the Dusty Rhodes Foundation. So yeah, they look great. I think these are going to be 4 times the value on eBay. May 1st, you know what I mean, type of thing, mm-hmm. because people are going to miss out on it. But they're not missing too much. And the only gripe I had about this, I don't know if we talked about this last week, was my Macho Man big rubber guy. The packaging doesn't allow it to like stand straight up, but Mike Connect said he's fixing that, so yep. They will have packaging that'll be flat on the bottom for MOC collectors. But I might have to get that Dusty, man. It looks great. I mean, they're doing something that nobody was able to do since the LJN line ended. You know what I mean? It's not to kiss their ass, but these are hitting people nostalgia for real.
We should split a pack of those protectors. I think they made protectors for the bigger guys. If they're selling them Thursday, we could have them for our previous guys.
Okay. Like a plastic thing like this, but it goes Wow, it must be big because the packaging is pretty big on those.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Cool. Yeah, I'll split them with you. I'm hoping we're going to go there first at WrestleCon. I don't care who's listening. We're going to beat you there. We get in at 9 on Friday.
We're
doing Friday.
The full thing all the way. We're going to have Nash like sneak through our legs to get further along.
He is
the line.
Not sleeping in on Friday. He waking
he got
ass
two.
He got two. He got two. I am definitely buying 2 of those. So
same.
Yeah, they'll be.
Can express like I don't give a fuck. Buy as many as you want.
Yeah. We want these out of here. We don't want to bring these back into the truck for the night.
Are you gonna bring a handful of High Noon just to hand off to certain people like Kinnick?
I think so. I'd be just worried about getting in trouble for bringing them in. You know,
they were selling booze at
distributing alcohol.
Where were they selling them, Tom? Where were you, where did you go this weekend? They were selling booze.
That's very Circle Expo. At poop puke expo.
Fuck you guys, I'm done.
Oh, no, you're not. You love it, man.
I'm going ahead.
Let me check the Fake Cave Instagram because I feel like we're missing something.
He's out.
He fucking left.
Oh, he did leave.
He's gonna stop the recording.
Freaking red haired mother. Oh, here he comes. Just his thing glitched or something. I don't know what happened.
Sick, guys, take it off.
I borrowed your internet.
Yeah, there wasn't too much. There wasn't too much news. You were right. I did post this morning about the Owen Hart Ultimate Edition, but that was obviously an April Fool's joke. That got a lot of people.
Really? Did any April Fool's jokes get you guys this week or today?
No.
Shifts take everything today with a grain of salt.
For a split second, it's like when I realized it was April Fool's Day, I saw like an article that Vince had been reinstated, and I was like, no. Oh, idiot.
That would
ring. Yeah, ringside. Yeah. Ringside was going to sell a Cena with nobody in the box.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty. I was like, oh,
There was a Funko Pop of Brady Bunch, like Jan and is his name George Glass, and they were just going to leave it empty. And I think they ended up doing like a see-through figure or something. But it's way funnier to just not include it.
There's a Cena too, though, right? Where it's just a clear plastic.
Yeah, bag. He's a see-through. Yeah. I think that's what my sound.
It's pretty funny.
I actually bought that one.
That's the sticker, right? That was the sticker for the Cena signing, yeah.
Oh, big news, guys. Dasha has been released by AEW.
I thought you were going to say the Astros. Ronald Blanco just threw a no-hitter.
No, there's too many no-hitters these days.
Are we already throwing no-hitters the first fucking week?
Three games in the season. Yeah. And LSU basketball lost. Thank the Lord Jesus.
Well, Chad Miller's going to be upset.
Caitlin Clark was throwing them up from deep.
9 threes, yeah.
UConn, going ahead right now. UConn ladies. We're trying to get that three-time men and women win, co-champs.
No, please don't.
What? Please don't. Why?
Anybody have any pickups this week? I don't think I did. I buy anything this week? I feel like we just recorded. What is that? What the?
I got stuff.
You got stuff?
When I was at your mom's house this last weekend.
You weren't there. You're my wife's house.
No, I was at your house and your wife wasn't there, unfortunately.
Oh, that's right.
Where was
she? It was just me and Phil. The wife and kid were gone. I slept in Nash's bed.
They went to Hershey Park without me, and then I got to hang out with Tom and go to Wawa and poop all over the place.
Nice.
So what did you get, Tom?
Well, it's kind of like a vacation, but you didn't actually leave town.
Let me go get them. You guys chat amongst yourselves for a second.
Do you want to go first? You don't even have the stuff.
Becky Lynch signing. She's a sweetheart. She loved my daughter. And I'll put up a picture once I can erase my daughter's face because we don't want her on social media at all. Just my life.
Wow.
And she signed the book. That's it.
Nice.
I did it. Nice picture. Ultimate signed. I snuck it in. I got it signed. And my paint pen. My worst nightmare. My paint pen did not work. It just.
So this is my biggest nightmare for WrestleCon. Dude, what happened to it?
It just did not work when it was supposed to. I got home. It worked fine. I could trace right over the autograph right now. It would be not an issue.
But, do it.
But now there's a story to it. It's like, hey, I snuck it in and I got what I deserve for sneaking a figure.
Yep.
Yeah, probably like 20 people did it all day. It wasn't, sure. But she was cool. She was like, oh, I'll sign it. And then the mark didn't work. What are you going to do? She was super sweet, though.
Kind of wanted the book, but I'm afraid if I order one, it's going to be on one of those sticker plate bullshit. If it's not on the actual page, I don't want it.
I think they realize how easy it is with the Sharpie just to have them open and crank right through them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I have a Ronda one coming this week. Nice. Yeah, I was going to send my dad for the photo op, but he has a flip phone.
That would be amazing.
Your dad's.
You know what? I might have him get it with his flip phone just to see.
Just to...
Dad, hand him your flip phone, please. Neanderthal, yeah. Do it.
Yeah, hand it to Rhea Ripley. She's probably never seen a flip phone. She's like 28 or something. Yeah. Okay, good. That was it, Nick? Just the book? No figures. Not a single figure. Zoe, did you hear this?
I think so.
Wow.
Side stuff, as a UConn fan, my brother, some local coach that's friends with him, gave him a bunch of UConn swag. So I got a Calhoun signed program. Chip Calhoun.
Oh, okay. What year is that from?
Legendary basketball coach. This is 91-92, so this is old school.
Damn.
And then I got a 1999 after they won their first of five, probably six national championships.
Dude, look at that program with the binding. The ones they give now are like a pamphlet.
Well, this is like your preseason guide to like everything. I thought he had, it looked like he had the sport because there's a bunch of men's and women's basketball stuff. I thought he had the Sports Illustrated that I was in all over one year. So, but it was not that issue. It was like end of the year. So, but I'll sign it. If you guys have it, if you can find me in a UConn, in a Sports Illustrated, I'll sign it for you. For
I was going to say, we should find a bunch of those and sell them on Patreon.
American Cheerleader, Sports Illustrated, ESPN. What else? I mean, the Survivor Series, Ultimate Edition. What do you got?
Like, Pornhub.
Yep.
That's how you got the name Nikki Choke.
All right, let's go with our guest, Mike Lanham.
Did I get anything this week?
Yes, that's the segment.
Sonny Ono 8x10.
Fuck that.
You do have a nice book over your left shoulder on the desk back there.
Yeah,
that's my book.
It's fucking not signed.
Dude, I gotta get you a signed one.
I still need to buy the Kyle Peterson book. He's doing signed ones. They're in the other room because I didn't even open the box. I assume this big box that was on my porch today is the Mattel retro ring. So I assume that's what that is.
Yeah, everybody's surprised by that. Nobody got shipping.
No shipping.
I haven't gotten shipping or my ring yet.
Yeah.
Came today.
Did you get yours, Nick?
What's that?
Your ring?
The retro ring?
Yeah.
I didn't order it. Oh. I'll order it at some point,
And then I got...
I have enough rings at the moment.
Todd Pettengill and Mark Sterling from Zombie. They're also in the box, not opened. So I believe that's all I bought.
You go over your signed stuff from Squared Circle Expo on the Patreon episode.
Tom has it, so I don't even remember what got signed.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you drive home with it?
Because Tom needs to take it to WrestleCon. I didn't want to ship it again.
Oh, the book. Okay, yeah.
The book. Yeah, the only thing I got signed outside of the book was the newest DiBiase Funko Pop, because he has a chase again. Note, Ted DiBiase no longer signs Million Dollar Man. He only signs Ted DiBiase, or at least for me and Tom.
Why is that?
It's probably too much to write out for the man.
Oh.
So.
Not even MDM?
No, because my first one has the whole thing. The new one just says Ted DiBiase Hall of Fame, whatever year. The first one I have says Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and then has a money sign. So
I meant to look at the 8x10 I have.
Much like a lot of people, they have shortened their signatures.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let me go real quick, Tom, and then you can go through your stuff. I bought a bunch of these at Walmart. They were $1 each. This is the Marvel Lucha Libre Funkos. I don't even know what these are. I think this is supposed to be Iron Man. And this one is supposed to be... What is this?
Loki?
Yeah.
I think that other one you have is supposed to be Captain Marvel, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's what those are?
Our Hero and Victo?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's looks like an Iron Man to me, but yeah, you might be right. $1 each, so I grabbed there was five total of those, and I went back and got some more of the Hollywood Hogan $3.99 Ollie's Superstars figures. I got six of those. Stockpile those for giveaways or
Your Hollywood Hogan
army building toy drive.
I love every asshole in every group that's finds them at Ollie's and they charge them $25-$30 and Hollywood Hogan superstars. Thanks.
Somebody was trying to do that with the hoops with this starting lineup. Hoops.
Yeah, come on, try to trade Jack and figure collections a bunch of Ric Flairs.
Yeah, that happens. Yep.
Yeah. That's it for me. I did get the retro ring. Got the retro ring without any kind of tracking, so that was weird. But I got a Fig Cave. I should have brought it down here. My Fig Cave. Oh, I did get a couple things. A Fig Cave hoodie from our website. I got one for me and one for the kid. They both arrived. They look great. The sizing, if you're like me, I'm a big guy, a double XL. Sometimes in T-shirts, double XLs will fit until I wash them, and then they're too tight. The double XL fits perfectly, the hoodie, so they're pretty true to size. And I did not want to wait and get t-shirts from the website, so I went to a stand at the mall, bought a Carhartt t-shirt at Bass Pro Shop, and had him put on the logo on the pocket square.
So I bought the most expensive t-shirt you can buy.
$14
The website got fancy. I was like, Carhartt?
That's what I thought. Well, I want it to be like a nice shirt. I don't want some. Not that our website is just ratty t-shirts, but I just, you know, I'm a big guy. I can't have a shirt that's gonna. I'm gonna pay $40 for it. It's gonna shrink after one time.
Our t-shirts are not $40.
Okay, I know. I'm not saying anything about it, but you know what I mean. Like,
razor blade t-shirts. They're not.
Really, hates our website.
Really, was it just getting it in time? You know, I didn't have to ship away for it. I could just so. It was a little expensive, but it's a one of one. So you'll see that at WrestleCon.
One of
You should sign it and sell it on Whatnot.
Oh yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, or next year at Squared Circle.
You coming?
Phil's just gonna start buying random pieces of clothing and just putting like patches on. Be like, oh man, I got this flannel.
Dude, judge it is, man. Black, white,
purple flannel.
Remember Airwalk?
We even got together with the Toy Vomit and made fun of you because you still haven't been to his store.
Yep.
Oh, he was talking about me. I sold him a Brood t-shirt. That son of a bitch.
We even got to see him without his mask.
Oh, right. Is he beautiful?
He had sunglasses on inside.
Beautiful man.
Oh, he seems like a guy that would wear no shade against him, but he seems like a sunglasses indoors kind of guy. He's very incognito.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Very easy to talk to. Very cool. Very down to earth.
Nice.
Yeah.
Come see a store sometime.
I want to. All right.
I waited 2 hours in line for this.
2 hours in line?
1 hour and 55 minutes.
Damn.
It said, as long as you were in line, this is my defining moment, Sting autographed. You can't see it because I have a sticky note in the Defender, but JSA. They said as long as you were in line by 2:30, you would be served. It got to me, Mike and his brother were waiting for me, and it was like not the whole 2 hours, but like as I got to the end, and they were like, we need you guys in and out as quick as possible. We're getting close on time. And then I looked over, I asked like one of the volunteers, I was like, when is he actually like have to be gone? And they're like, that time has already passed.
Yep.
Oh, so, wow.
He signed for everybody though. Everybody that was in line, he signed for. So
limit your tickets,
dude.
Did all those people prepay?
No, you paid at the table cash.
A lot
only.
Of things you couldn't prepay. Yeah.
So I didn't see any prepays for that. Yeah.
I prepaid for X-Pac. There's like a couple others that you could prepay for. I was saying to Swoggle, friend of the show. He was kind of like, he was not as excited for WrestleCon as he was for Squared Circle, just because it's like, it's way more chaotic and things like that. But I said, I go, everybody should have a prepay option, and the prepays should be able to go first. Like you do your VIPs, then you do your prepays, and then whatever's left, you do your cash. And I don't know if they don't want to do that because of the fees or the they have to pay taxes on it or whatever.
But you pay the fees when you do it, so it's like you're covering your
own. Yeah, they want cash. They probably want cash. I mean, they want cash.
But I mean, all these guys take cards now. Most of these guys, I should say, 90% of these guys take cards now anyway.
So what you do is like at the airport where you have the normal line and then you have like a people that are prepaid line. So if there's no prepaid people, you just feed off the...
If you were a VIP, which obviously they had, they told you skip the line. They're outside of Sting, the Hardys, there weren't lines. There aren't at these. WrestleCon, I think, will be a total different thing because of how many people will be there. But
yeah,
there's so many people that I think by the time you get to Saturday, Sunday, there's not going to be a line for three-quarters of those people.
Right.
Yeah, but how many of the wrestlers stick around? Like even at WrestleCon at like 2 o'clock, some of the people left.
Well, it's only 10 to 2 every day, so they better stick around those 4 hours.
Yeah. And they have emergency surgery like Greg Valentine.
The other thing, I got this. Jimmy Hart, Mouth 25 of the
bucks?
South. No. We'll talk about this in the Patreon exclusive. 35, not terrible. He was right across from us, but I did have a great like 10-minute conversation with him about the last time I met him, about how the Gentry should re-release their albums. For Record Store Day, they would do really good because Macho Man just did that, and I'm sure they cleaned up.
He called you darling?
Called me baby.
Oh, okay.
Hey, baby, baby.
I love you, little kid, baby. Hulk, baby, Hulkster, no, working at something, baby.
All those female talents that were there were all about hugging up on some Jimmy Hart.
Oh, yeah. Right. So is Hacksaw's wife.
Wrestlicious, baby.
Oh, yeah.
X-Pac got done. Wicked fun meet and greet, too. Took a picture with him.
Yeah, I know.
As I mentioned or showed off in the Fig Cave group, and then the last
you got mine somewhere back there, right?
Yeah, yours is back here. And then I got $1 Million Man, as we talked about.
No, look at my $1 Million Man real quick because I feel like he did MDM on mine at least. Every year he's getting like less and less of a signature, huh?
So actually Friday, I tried to get as like I was gonna just run down and get it done Friday. Try to get like as many things done as I could Friday, even though I was feeling like shit. And I actually was going up to the elevator to get my figure of his, and he was in the elevator with me. And I was like,
I don't have any mine signed. So
I was like, I hope he's going back down. And he never went back down. So, yep, weird. But
how did that work out? I mean, obviously, you guys talk about that on the Patreon, but like having like a Friday night and then like a Saturday day.
It was good. The hours for Friday are perfect. It's like 4 to 10. Everything really shuts down around 8, though. And then because that they have an independent, well, they have a show, a wrestling show go on Friday night and Saturday night. So a lot of the people leave Friday to go watch the show. And then the vendors, though, we were supposed to stay open until 10. So,
yeah.
Saturday was kind of the same thing. A lot of the guys left like around 5. I'd say the majority of the stars were gone by 5. And then we were done. We broke down by 7.
Some of them showed up at 5. Sabu.
Yes, Sabu.
Well, I'm excited to listen to the Patreon episode. Hopefully that'll be posted in the next couple of days, guys. I'm sure you have a lot of good stuff to talk about. I want to hear about the Jimmy Hart. Yeah, I don't have either of my $1 million mans. I'm bringing them to WrestleCon, so hopefully he gets his mojo back. But I guess it still looks good with the Ted DiBiase on there. I don't know.
Make sure you have cash because he does not take card.
Oh, really? Old school. Yep.
He was the only one that I went to that did not take card. Oh, no, and Sting. Sting didn't take card.
You'd figure for a guy who has not done too well like financially with different situations that he would just want things on the books. But that's just
his name is the $1 million man. He doesn't want your fucking plastic.
will he, if I do two, will he give me a discount? Did you?
I don't think so.
Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
So those people fly by their pants. Other people just so much scam you, but try to milk it for every dollar they can.
It's like Thunder Rose is the only person I might need too, because I want to get both their Chase signed. But if I don't get a deal, I'm not going to give a shit.
You didn't sell that other Chase.
Mike, I still have two of the blue.
Mike and Tom, do you guys think what's the best vehicle for bringing around a bunch of protector covered elites? I'm thinking of going to IKEA and get one of those big blue bags.
I think it's a very loud bag.
$7.
I was they're a dollar each. The
no. They were
what?
Unless they sell different ones, they were $7 when we were there.
The zipper ones more, but no, the regular ones are $1, $1.50.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're a dollar, dude. They're $7 on Amazon, but they're $1 at
I was in IKEA. There was a bin with blue bags in plastic.
It might be the
maybe they zip. I don't know. I didn't pick one up. I just was like,
hey, this is for anybody that has to move. Anybody that's moving, just go buy 20 IKEA bags. Don't get boxes. Because everybody will have a pissing contest to see how many fucking bags they can carry, but people will carry one box at a time. I'll carry 9 bags. I'll walk in like this if I can't.
True, that is true. Yeah.
Yeah, and you dump them and move on. Keep adding more shit.
Nothing worse than like not being able to get all the groceries in one trip. That's the fucking worst.
I saw a lot of people with those like foldable pull wagons.
Yeah, people love those. But a lot of cons do and some don't allow those because they take up space. It's like strollers at Disney.
Yeah.
Some people had like their luggage, like their luggage bag, like their suitcase because it wheels. That's actually what I did on Saturday. I just put everything I needed to get signed on Saturday in my suitcase, and I went downstairs with it, and that worked pretty well.
Okay.
That's what I have for WWE World. WWE World is... They're saying you can't bring in more than like a certain size bag, so I can't bring in 8 elites. Not that I'm going to get them all signed, but I took them all out of the plastic, all the figures out, and I'll just if I ever have to sell it, just tell them, hey, I took it out to get the shit signed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I bought a 12x12 craft box from Walmart, $7, and they all fit right perfectly in there.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
So
I didn't see anything that I was like, oh fuck, that's a good idea. Like the wagon thing was a good idea, but like I wouldn't want to pull that around all day.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on like the good thing about, I mean, we're going to talk about it, but like the expo this weekend, Squared Circle that Tom was at. I mean, you're fucking 50 yards from the parking lot. Like, you just go back and forth to your car, put shit in your car if you want.
Yeah, I've done that at the big event as well.
I don't know, like, I don't know, like, how WrestleCon will be if you're fucking walking football field lengths away, like a convention center or
J&J. Yeah. Hopefully, I can stash it back behind.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I was just like, Tom, while this paint pen dries, can I put it on Jack's shelf full of fucking expensive figures? Sure, why not?
There you go. Well, this time next week, we'll recap WrestleMania. I think we're having Chad Miller on to recap WrestleMania. I wanted to have my neighbor on who's going with us to WrestleMania to recap the actual event of how it was and how the weekend was, and then maybe have Chad on to just do the actual matches. But we'll see. Chad can stay on for the whole episode, obviously, but we'll work out all the kinks for that. We'll try to go live maybe from the parking lot while we tailgate, see how you touch base with you guys. We'll do some fig hunting. I don't know if there's any good stores in the actual area, but I think we have plenty of stuff to do. We're going to go to Reading Terminal. I just saw our buddy Fig Hill post like a good graphic, Tom, of like where he's going to be the whole weekend. Maybe we'll work together to put something together like that has the dates and the times of where we'll be and all that shit. So
yeah, we can do that.
Be good for people that want to meet up with us and link up with us. If you see us wearing our Fig Cave gear, all three of us will be there wearing stuff. So stop and say hi to us, please. I would love to hear that you listen to the podcast, and if you don't listen to the podcast, just pretend like, well, I guess if you're listening to this, you listen to the podcast, so it doesn't make any sense, but we want to interact with you guys. I think it'll be fun to tailgate. We got a bunch of people coming, so
we're fighting other podcasts this weekend, right? We're fighting.
Yeah, it's a fight to the death. Yeah. Major Brothers are going down.
I'm going to be fighting you fuckers eventually here.
Not if you puke all over our Airbnb, bro. That weak-ass stomach.
I'm not fighting you guys. We had that 2 weeks ago when we were asking. Yeah, we're getting asked questions.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'll never fight you guys.
I'm a bitch.
No. Yeah, I'm a huge asshole, bitch. all right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Mike Lana, for joining us. I'll let you guys get your Patreon episode. Hit us up on Fig Cave, the Fig Cave on Instagram, Cave Fig on X, and stay classy, Major Marks. We will talk to you. Major Marks. What am I talking about? Stay classy, assholes. We'll talk to you soon.
See you in Philly.
Fucking hands.